In history books, he's the kind of nigger he used to call black men cold fish.
So we just rambled for an hour about Blade Runner.
Last
one. Stop. Stop. You're just moving a bag of cans for no reason.
Yeah, that's what Ridley Scott does.
Just wave stuff in front of the camera for 2 hours.
What are you doing? Movie magic.
I'm going to spend millions of dollars on this establishing shot.
And Fox are going to waste their money on me.
So we just saw the new Blade Runner. Then...
Blade Runner 2049?
The 2049th Blade Runner movie. I don't know where the other one. What happened to the other ones?
I mean, we missed.
I've only seen the first one.
Missed a lot of Blade Runners.
Yeah. It's like Naked Gun 33 1/3. What happened to the other 33 Naked Guns? I only saw three of them.
It was Naked Gun. There was Naked Gun 2.5.
Yeah.
So you know you didn't miss. There weren't 33 missing movies.
But is Naked Gun 2.5? Is that half of the third movie? Is the third movie like?
No. It's an extra half of the second movie.
Oh, that's cool. So it's longer. Oh, it's the extended cut. Can't wait for Blade Runner 2049, the extended cut, where it's even fucking longer.
Oh my god, it'll be... that's where it'll be watchable.
Right. So, I think that Blade Runner 2049 may be the longest movie I've ever seen. I don't know if technically it's the longest movie I've ever seen, but it felt like the longest movie I've ever seen.
It definitely felt like the longest fucking shit. That was fucking... Guy walks around doing stuff,
showing no emotion.
Yeah.
Guy with autism walks around for 2.5 hours.
That K12, whatever the fuck his serial number is.
You mean Joe? The spoilers, I guess.
Spoilers, his name becomes
no,
Joe.
No, we'll go spoiler free quickly. I saw a review where somebody said, this is better than the first movie, maybe.
Why?
I was like,
why did they say that?
They're like, oh, it's faster paced. There's more action in it, and I think that's all he said.
There's more action.
He was clearly a dumbass.
Pace,
yeah. There's more action, but
like
Blade Runner is not an action movie.
Yeah.
It's a film noir. This is part film noir, I guess, but not really, and also part dumb action movie.
Like Blade Runner moves at a snail's pace.
Yeah,
Blade Runner 2049 moves at the pace of like a stone just sitting there.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. You're saying nothing happens in the movie?
I might as well say nothing. I don't know. A lot happens in the movie.
But it feels like nothing happens.
Yeah, well, because there's so much time in between anything happening.
There's so much nothing. There's more... Like, with Blade Runner, you can pinpoint, the worst part of the film is that scene where he's, looking on Photoshop for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But in this, every other scene is that.
They have, two scenes of him doing that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was a scene where he's looking through all the numbers and he's like, these two match. Just, I don't fucking care.
I don't care.
These are just two of the exact same person.
Dan, do you recommend Blade Runner 2049?
No. Goodbye.
Yeah, I also think it's awful. I was hoping that this might be better than the first one, but it's not. So, full spoilers.
Yeah, so you're hoping that you'd like this movie.
Yeah, because I've mixed opinions with Blade Runner 1. We've talked about it for an hour.
Yeah, it's a critically acclaimed film, but I don't think it deserves the acclaim.
It's a solid movie that I don't particularly like.
It's a good aesthetic.
Yeah, it looks good.
On a movie that I don't like.
There's good themes, not executed well, bad acting. Dialogue's fine, I think. We didn't really talk about it. Dialogue's mostly fine. I love the dialogue in that scene where Harrison Ford rapes Rachel.
Yeah.
And he forces her to make consent.
Hey, let me fuck you.
Yeah, he says something like that.
And she's just like, oh,
fuck me.
Hey, tell me to rape you. Rape me. Oh, it's not rape anymore now, is it?
So Dan, what did you think of Blade Runner 2049?
Didn't I already say that I hated it?
Yeah, but in more depth.
Okay. It was long. I didn't like that. It was boring. I didn't like that either.
It was dumb.
Ryan Gosling is a bad actor, and I don't like him.
I think Ryan Gosling is a fine actor. I don't think he's a great actor. I don't think he's a bad actor.
He's not a... Are you saying he's a fine actor, or he's a
no,
fine
not, no,
actor?
No, not like, oh,
also,
he's hot.
I gotta say one thing right now. I don't think he's that handsome.
No, me neither. Like, I can see why people find him attractive.
I think that in La La Land, when he's dancing around, he's got that kind of like twinky body. Well, it's not twinky. He's still like kind of
muscular. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I don't see it.
Yeah. I prefer Ryan Reynolds. I think he's a better actor, and I think he's a more attractive person. Yeah. Ryan Gosling, for me, like, I really like the movie Drive, but he's kind of similar to that as he is in this, where he just kind of doesn't really emote, and he just kind of says his lines. But then he looks good in La La Land. But I haven't seen La La Land, so I don't
know. It's his legs that sell it in La La Land.
What, is it the dancing legs?
Yeah, he's got all those dancing legs. he's got those spaghetti legs. So I would not recommend Ryan Gosling as a sexual partner.
No. Well, you don't know. He might have a big dick. He might have a big dickard. Record.
You might buy him a straight man, and I don't like big penises.
I don't like looking at your penis while you pee in front of me.
That's true. Tune in last time for the audio of my penis.
Lasting time? That's this movie.
Yeah. Oh, it lasts so much time.
Wasting time actually applies to this movie.
Oh my god. Because
that's all it fucking does for
this
2 hours.
This movie is a genuine waste of time.
we were just about to walk into the bathroom, and then our friend Ryan in the cinema, he was like, oh, hey. And we're like, oh, you coming to watch us pee? He's like, what are you seeing? And we're like, oh, Blade Runner 2049. He's like, oh, my friend saw that, and he said it was a big waste of time. And I was like, why? And he's like, well, I didn't see the first movie. So yeah. Why the fuck would you go see the sequel?
Like? Yeah, that's the thing. Like, this isn't a soft reboot. It is, though. But it's a sequel that relies on the first one.
But not until the end. Harrison's got like four fucking scenes in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only like the last 20 minutes that matters.
And it's dumb. Yeah. Like, all leading up to that. I thought there was a whole thing
with, like, oh, he's trying to find out, like, here's the remains of Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel gave birth somehow.
I was so bored. I was confused with that. Because it's like, at the beginning, they're like that's supposed Dave to be Bautista is like, oh, it's Dave Bautista's wife, and he has a child. But then it's like, oh no, it was Rachel, and she had a child. And it's like, what was the Dave Bautista character? Why were the bones buried below him?
Why did they clean up the bones and make sure they were perfectly preserved? Were they going to bring her back to life somehow with bones?
Were you made like a horrible CGI creation?
Yeah. Hey, you know, horrible CGI Rachel, fucking Polar Express looking bitch.
It's like, ah, we recreated Rachel for you. We made her in the Uncanny Valley.
And he's just looking at her and he's like, ah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm old now, but God. Yeah. You're just freaky looking.
I don't know, maybe you're looking like you're from an animated movie.
Oh, man, I'm uncomfortable looking at you right now.
She's best friends with Tarkin and Princess Leia from Star Wars Rogue One. Because I thought when I seen her, I was like, I think it is. She was walking out of the shadows. I'm like, oh, did they bring back Rachel and then DH her? And it's like, oh, no, they completely recreated her. Oh, God. Like, Rachel in this movie is, honest to God, the scariest thing in a film I've seen all year. And we saw Stephen King's It. That movie's funny. Rachel is genuinely scary in this.
Yeah.
But that's not the only bullshit in the film. There's so much shit to talk about. There's a lot of stuff I like in the first Blade Runner. Don't think it's a great movie. I can see why people would say that. I don't know why the guy I watched said that this movie is better than the first, because this movie's fucking awful. But there is maybe two elements I like to it.
The Harrison Ford?
No, he's awful.
But he's the best thing about the movie.
I like it when he rants about cheese.
Yeah. The first scene he's in, he's talking about cheese. I miss cheese. I haven't had cheese in so long.
You don't have to have cheese on it? Yeah. I like toasted cheese. Yeah. You're laughing at that scene.
Yeah. Like, it's so weird. Like,
it's so out of place.
Deckard never mentioned cheese once. It's not a character trait that he loves cheese, is it? Is that from the theatrical cut? Where the fuck did the cheese come from?
No, he talks about cold fish in the theatrical cut, not cheese. Yeah.
Cold fish.
Cold cheese.
Cold
gross.
Niggers.
I want toasted cheese. Toasted niggers.
I like my niggers toasted.
If I can find footage of him online saying, ranting about cheese, then I'm going to edit so much bullshit where he talks about toasted niggers. Cold cheese. That's what my wife called me.
I don't get that line. Did Deckard have a wife?
I don't know.
Is that a memory?
He did say something about that, didn't he? He talked about his ex-wife.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, because he did...
The theatrical cut has shit not in the movie at all.
The theatrical cut's a mess. I love it.
Yeah, better.
Yeah, it's better. It's worse and better at the same time.
That's why it's better.
Yeah, it's more.
Has someone there's got to be like a fan edit of the movie where they use a bunch of that dialogue and it's put over.
Apparently, the intro scene with the words is narrated by someone completely different in the theatrical version. So they didn't think that people would want to read.
There's people that like
Star Wars, they don't want to read. Well,
like, especially with 2049, like, the font was so much smaller that...
Yeah.
I
had to, like, squint to read it.
Yeah, I didn't bring glasses, so I couldn't read it.
And I didn't like how, like, at the beginning of Blade Runner, it kind of, like, scrolls up, like, Star Wars-y, and like, oh, that's cool. But then in this, it's just static text, and I was like, oh, that's boring.
For a second, when it started off with, like, highlighting the words, I thought it was going to do a War of the Planet.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. It's going to highlight all the words.
I was like, oh, it's going to highlight, like, Runner and Blade. All that shit.
It's the year 2099 in red. 2099. I keep calling it that.
Yeah.
It's a better fucking title, even though Harrison Ford was like 100 years old at that time period.
Yeah, but if they did the duplicate timeline idea,
yeah,
when
yeah,
it's like, work. Oh, he's a duplicate that was made to stay alive forever or something. I don't know, something gay like that.
Yeah, who cares? So the film opens. I can't remember how the film opens. It's so long. I felt like a year ago.
Ryan Gosling is...
Oh, he wanders around. Oh, yeah, that's right. The first scene is the Dave Bautista scene. Yeah. I quite like that scene.
Yeah, it's just...
He goes to see Dave Bautista. He's like, you're a replicant. I gotta take you down. And then it turns out that he's a replicant. Hey, it's like, oh, that explains the trailers, because he's walking around with no emotion all the time.
Hey, this is like, why are you doing this? You've never seen a miracle before, have you?
Oh, yeah. What does that even mean?
Well, that's what all of the replicants kept saying, like, you've never seen a miracle before, have you? Miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Because talking about the miracle bird!
Oh, my God, it's like Jesus! Except he's a girl.
Duplicate Jesus?
Yeah. I fucking hate this movie so much.
It's bad.
So then Ryan Gosling goes back to his police chief, who's Tough Lady.
Yeah.
That's her character.
Oh, yeah, what a good one. She's the kind of woman who would call a black man a nigger.
Skin jobs. That's what Bryant called niggers.
She's the kind of woman who would call a replicant a nigger.
Yeah. There was a black cop, actually. There was.
This movie
was more diverse.
He was there for like two scenes.
Yeah,
and he was gone.
Yeah. I was like, oh, is he going to be a main character? Oh, no, he's gone.
Yeah.
There was so much of that where it's like, oh, is this going to... Oh, no. It's just going to do nothing.
Hey, who's this person? Well, I'm not here anymore.
Oh, okay, who cares? There was that scene where they were, like, cleaning out the bones. They had, like, one of the guys from The Dark Knight, and he was wearing, like, this weird latex suit.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, like, because he was wearing, like, an actual shirt and tie underneath it.
Yeah, because he was supposed to be, like, in a lab or whatever.
Why did he wear latex? That's, like, weird fetish gear.
Yeah, it's, like, it keeps him from getting, like, all the goop and stuff on him.
Oh, the black goo from Alien Prometheus?
Ridley Scott, Cinematic Universe.
That would be okay if Blade Runner existed in the same universe as Alien. The replicants are really synthetics. Be more interesting than 2099.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm really struggling to remember what happens.
Yeah.
He goes home to his house that's very similar to Deckard's house, but brighter.
And you just hear him, like, you hear, like, his wife's voice, and just like, okay, so...
Oh, she's in another room. And there's a bit where he's like, do you want a drink? He's like, yeah, she's like, yeah, I want a drink. And he pours two glasses and drinks both of them. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. And it turns out his wife's a hologram.
Oh, my God. He's in love with a hologram that is designed to make you love it because it's supposed to be a thing for sad, lonely people.
Because
he's a sad, lonely replicant.
Yeah. And I like that.
Yeah, it was like a nice thing. Just being like, okay, like this is what he does to keep sane.
Yeah.
Like he needs this like company in his life. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of prejudice towards him because...
And it's not even like a sex robot because she's a hologram. Yeah. So it's like, it's just companionship.
Yeah,
it's really
like,
sweet.
Like, he probably, like, she'll maybe, like, lay on top of him and he'll, like, jack himself off.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we're having intercourse, honey. Ha! I am Ryan Gosling.
I really hope he says that during sex. I am Ryan Gosling. I have autism. Because he's supposed to be a replicant in this movie. But you look at the replicants in the first one, and they're some like Roy, he's really charismatic and really cool character. That bit where he pops up with the eyes and he's doing like a weird Asian thing, he's like, we're really a bunch of to help us.
We're so happy you found us.
I love that bit.
He's just like emotionless, which yeah. like they do explain in the title crawl that there's been more restrictions and limits mm-hmm. put on replicants, but at the same time they have more liberties.
Yeah, it's and they live longer.
Yeah.
But then there's still the rebels from the Nexus period from yeah. like 30 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, they mentioned the blackout where all technology was lost.
Yeah, that was weird.
But everything's fine again.
Yeah, they just mentioned it once.
Yeah, well, they mentioned it like maybe twice.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Well, the opening bit. Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy who mother was so sad she lost her baby pictures.
Oh, he must have been so pretty. Oh, it's funny because he's bald.
Yeah, I'm sure they look great.
Bald shaming. Hashtag bald shaming.
Hashtag. He looks gross and albino.
That's not fair. He wasn't albino. He was just a white guy.
He's pale as fuck.
He was pale as fuck. He's a nice man.
And pale, bald ass bitch.
Man. Good man.
Good bald man.
Good bald man. He looked like Hitman. Good man.
He didn't look like Hitman. He looked like he was going to get fucking blown over by a strong breeze.
He did look pretty scrawny. Yeah. Yeah. He was very small as well. I liked his keyboard. He had like a weird, like.
Oh, yeah. No, I like him now. I like his work.
It wasn't even his keyboard. It was just the building that had that keyboard. That's the shit that you have to pick apart this movie. To find things that you like, you gotta be like, I like that keyboard.
Also,
this movie's garbage, but that's a good keyboard.
One thing that annoyed me, they were inconsistent with the screens. Some of them were CRTs, yeah, some of them were
that
plasmas.
Pissed me off as well. He walks into his car at the beginning, I'm like, oh my god, please be CRT monitors. Because it's like that game Alien Isolation. If you play it, you don't know anything about it, do you?
Nah.
It's supposed to be a sequel to Alien, but before Aliens, yeah. about Ellen Ripley's daughter. And it takes place on a ship that looks like the Nostromo. So it means that everything in the game is a CRT monitor, which is great. I love shit like that, where it's like, oh, it's the 70s view of the future.
Yeah.
And in this, there's like, he gets into his car, and like he gets like a proper LCD screen. It looks like HD hologram thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I guess. And it makes sense. They've advanced, we've advanced, whatever. But then some of the screens are just CRT monitors.
It's like, what?
You can't have both.
There were rear projection monitors, too.
Yeah, there was like giant holograms dancing in the sky, but you still use fucking CRT monitors?
Yeah.
I guess like Earth's supposed to be like a desolate wasteland at this point.
Yeah.
But not really.
Like,
it's confusing.
Yeah. The blackout. Mm. Let's not go into it too much, though.
Yeah, let's brush over it. Yeah. Mention it once and then never talk about it again. Let's bring in Jared Leto for two scenes.
Man.
Uh-oh, we made a mistake casting him. Let's cut out all the scenes again.
He does a way better Joker performance in this movie than in Suicide Squad.
The dialogue in this movie's garbage. There's that scene where Jared Leto he's like, kids can count to nine on their fingers, but we can't conquer the universe. It's like, what?
Yeah, cause he's trying
what are you
like,
talking about?
We should have conquered countless worlds by now, but we can only we only discovered as many as a child can count on their fingers.
Something like it sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, I mean,
I like the setup of that scene where you see it's like, oh, this is how replicants are born. They're in a big Ziploc bag, and then they just fall out. Like, it reminded me of Alien Resurrection. Yeah.
Like, are those the ones that he specially makes?
I guess. But then he cuts open a room, and I guess she dies.
Yeah, well, because the whole thing, he's trying to remake Rachel, I guess.
Oh, is that what he's trying to do?
Yeah, like, those were like his failed ones.
Oh, wait, no, so he was trying to get replicants to have babies.
Yeah, that was his whole thing, because he was like, instead of constantly like making more replicants, why not make replicants that can make more replicants?
Mm.
Which seems stupid.
Yeah, it does seem stupid. But at the same, because then you've just made humans.
Yeah. And then they just become the dominant species and stuff. It's just like, what's his plan?
Like,
he wants to use these replicants having more replicant babies to conquer the universe. It's like, how are you going to control them? Or like, what are you going to do with
them? There was already like a group of them that were having an uprising.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're going to attack or something.
Yeah.
There was a point where I was like, oh, so there's going to be like a big epic battle at the end. No, these characters are never seen again.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they're just universe building.
Yeah.
It was like,
but for what? Is there going to be a sequel to this? God, I fucking hope not. It'll be like 4 hours long.
Blade Runner 2050 or whatever.
1 year later.
Yeah.
We talked to each other so much during this film because we were so fucking bored.
Well, I almost fell asleep and then I was like, I gotta do something to keep myself awake. So I just started riffing on the movie.
We were talking very loudly and I think people were annoyed at us. But it's like, what?
We were
boring.
We were a fair distance from anyone. There was like people two rows back from us and two rows in front.
You left to get a bag of popcorn at one point.
Yeah, well, because
so fucking bored.
Yeah, And like, it was
apparently... You didn't miss anything, that's a
sad exactly.
I went to the... I was like, fuck this. I went to the toilet during one scene that I didn't much care for.
I think you missed, like, one of the only important things.
I know, and it seemed like something that was really boring. Yeah, and I was like, oh, nothing's happening here. This is more of, he goes to place, he talks to person, he gets... Because there's a cameo...
I have a memory. I will go to the person...
Yeah, but there's a scene at the beginning where it's like, he goes to see the Asian guy from the first movie, and he makes an origami thing, and that's, like, 2 minutes long, and it's like... Well, what was the purpose of the scene other than reference?
Oh, yeah. Decker is a person who exists. I don't know where he is, but he exists.
He is important. Bye. They'll never see me again.
He knows Rachel, or he knows what you're looking for. Here is a sheep origami. Because he's a stray sheep.
Remember my shtick in the last movie? I made the origamis.
I made the unicorn, remember? You don't remember Decker. Remember?
Deckard's a replica, hey, except we're not going to mention it.
Yeah, and he's just not a replicant.
Well, I think Jared Leto thinks he's a replicant, but Harrison Ford doesn't want to admit it because he doesn't like that idea, which is good for him because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it seems like there was some kind of thing of like, they like Harrison Ford probably agreed to come back and the whole like, okay, but you can't explicitly say I'm a replicant or not.
Yeah.
It has to be left ambiguous. Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess,
dumb.
Yeah, it's like...
It's better that it's left ambiguous than, like, straight out mentioned, because I hate that whole idea. It's dumb. Harrison Ford is bad in this. It's Force Awakens and Indiana Jones 4, Harrison Ford, where he's a grumpy old man, and he's got to have a kid.
Cheese, we're home.
Niggers, we're cheese.
Niggers.
They should remake more Harrison Ford like sequels to like old movies he was in. Like, I want Air Force 2.
He's just on Air Force 1 when it's being hijacked, and he's like, don't worry, Mr. President, I can handle this. I was Mr. President.
Like, no, like, he goes to, like, the Air Force ship or whatever, and he walks in with the president, and he's like, Mr. President, we're home.
Who are you? Are you... Wait, no, you were the president 20 years ago.
Why are you here? Because action, the sequel. They have a fugitive too?
Arnold Schwarzenegger can play the current president, and it'll be...
they'll just get Trump.
They'll both be funny old men.
Oh, yeah. It might work. Schwarzenegger is like a reference to the Simpsons movie?
Well, it's a reference to the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah, former true. Governor of California, I should say.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Arnold Schwarzenegger's political career.
It wasn't a good political career.
No, he just... Well, California...
It's funny because he started a political career and then failed at it, and then Trump started a political career and fucking excelled at it, and now Schwarzenegger is on The Apprentice and he sucks at it.
Oh, yeah,
You're filed!
The thing is, California was kind of under control when Schwarzenegger was in charge.
That's true. It's awful now. I mean, as seen in Blade Runner 2049.
Just seen in Blade Runner.
No, it's Los Angeles in Blade Runner. In 2049, it's California. Los Angeles is a wasteland in 2049. It's just a giant dump.
Wait, but LA is... It's California. He's the governor of California. LA is in California.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that. I don't know much about it. America's a big place.
Well, California is a state.
Yeah.
It has, like, LA, Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, they said, like, when he was at the city, they said California. But then when he went to LA, they're like, oh, Los Angeles. So, I guess there's a big city somewhere in California, but Los Angeles is gone at this point.
It was the blackout. The blackout did it.
The blackout blew it up.
We don't have to explain it. It's the blackout.
Yeah.
Cold niggers.
Cold niggers.
Well, so let's see. Okay, so when Ryan Gosling is on his way to finding Deckard.
Yeah.
Just some bees.
Oh, yeah! I fucking forgot about that!
Like, I kept thinking, is Deckard keeping bees?
Because we were making jokes about that. Because he's like, he gets he touches something.
Yeah,
he gets a handful of bees.
Yeah, and then it's just like, just cuts. No more bees.
Yeah, no more bees. I was like, I wanted him to bring that back. Like, maybe he left the bees in his pockets. Yeah. He puts his hand in his pockets and he gets a bunch of bees. Yeah.
He throws him a swarm of bees.
Or, like, he punches a guy with all the bees on him and they start stinging his face.
Yeah.
Like, we were chatting about this while watching the movie.
We were talking
so fucking bored.
The whole time we were like, think of all the things he can do with bee powers.
Never seen again.
Yeah, now fuck those bees. We don't need bees.
What was the point of that fucking scene then?
Who is keeping
bees?
Who is the beekeeper?
Was it Harrison Ford?
Yeah, like.
Was it his dog?
Is the dog a secret beekeeper? What happened to the dog?
It was in compulsory. They just left him.
Yeah, the dog is there, and then it's like, oh, is that like a taxidermy dog? Yeah. Or like a no, it's an actual dog. It's just not moving for some reason. It's a very well-trained dog.
Well, it might be a replicant dog. There's one line of dialogue that I like where he's like, is the dog real? He's like, I don't know. Ask him. It's like, I like that.
I don't know. Give him some cheese.
Yeah. Let's see what he says. I think that Harrison Ford didn't have dialogue in this film. They just let him improv.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the first Blade Runner has that great improv scene where Rucker Howard's talking about tears and rain. In this, Harrison Ford's talking about cheese and rain. Yeah. Cold cheese and rain. We call a black man a nigger.
Like cheese in the rain.
Like cheese in the rain. Oh, that kind of iconic line. I like toasted cheese. Oh, and then there's that great scene where they start fighting. I don't know why they were fighting. It was dumb that they had this like fight scene.
Oh yeah, there's a lady replicant. Wait. Oh no, the Harrison.
Oh yeah, Ford, yeah, no, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, yeah. No, the Harrison Ford fight scene, and then they go into this like bar thing, and this because like. Yeah, Harrison Ford's living in a hotel.
Yeah, it's just like this big hotel.
Yeah, and then they go into this like this weird room where like Elvis is playing on a hologram, and it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then they're fighting, and then all of a sudden Elvis starts singing like "Falling in Love with You," wherever it's called, and they just kind of look at each other for a couple seconds, and Harrison Ford's like, "I like this song," and then they just chat.
You want a drink?
Yeah,
I got a million bottles of whiskey.
I get drunk every day. There's nothing left to do.
Is this stuff real? Oh.
Ask the cheese.
Is this nigga real? I don't know. Ask the bees.
Do you have any bees? I like toasted bees.
Why does he have bees? What is the purpose of the bees?
They're just outside. Was it symbolism?
They're in a wasteland. How are they alive? They are not, bees.
There's no fucking plants anywhere. Yeah. Why are there bees? Were they the last bees on Earth? Did they take bees to space with them? Why were there bees?
Bees.
toasted bees.
Bees pissed me off so much.
I forgot about the bees. You know what else pissed me off? Thinking about that scene, he's walking through, there's these giant statues, a woman with their tits out.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not the tits I wanted to see. Because at the beginning, yeah, there's that scene where the woman is birthed from a Ziploc bag and you see her tits, but they're all gross and slimy. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's not attractive. Yeah. And then there's a scene where, just going to call him Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Joe?
That's not his name.
Okay.
K, we'll call him K. Where Wait. K, Ryan Gosling, his holograph girl invites this prostitute that wants to talk to him to come and fuck him because she's just a hologram and she can't. So she kind of, like, syncs up to him and it's like, he's fucking, like, two girls at once. And it's really... It's just
Man, his hologram scene. Wife loves being cucked.
Yeah. Like, his holograph wife...
Like, is it a three-way or is she a cuck?
She's probably a cuck because she's just watching. She can't touch him. But... What really confused me about that hologram was like, sometimes she looked solid, but then sometimes she was transparent. Right. And then there was one scene where she walked out into the rain, and the rain landed on her.
Well, because she's a projection of light, so the light interact would, like, get in the way of the actual projector. That's the weird thing.
That doesn't make any sense!
Because he had, like, a little projector that he put in his pocket.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is there.
She'd just walk around.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Babe, well, you I don't can go anywhere.
It's not like the water was going through her because she's a hologram. It was landing on her.
Yeah, she was getting wet.
Yeah.
It's like it sensed the environment and decided to alter her appearance. It's
Wait, maybe that was it.
Yes, they're 2049. They got that shit. Yeah.
Hey, so I thought it was landing on her. I'm like, oh, she's physical now. But then his hand went through. I was like, oh, no, she's still a hologram.
Take her hologram out in the rain and make it look like she's wet and like, smells bad, like a dog. Like a dog in the rain. Like dogs in the rain. They smelled like cheese.
Like cheesy niggers in the rain.
Cold fish.
Like dogs in the rain. Like wet holographic cucks in the rain. Yeah. Oh boy. That scene confused the fuck out of me. And... Like, I really like the idea that they have these holographic wives in the future, but at the same time, it's like, I thought that's what replicants were for.
Yeah, it's just...
Why doesn't he just have a replicant wife? Why does he have a holograph wife?
Because a hologram will do anything he wants.
except touch him, because she can't, because she's a fucking hologram.
Yeah, but...
She'll bring a prostitute over and then try to look like her or something.
Would you rather have a sex robot or a hologram that makes you really think it's in love with you?
A sex robot? Because in the world of Blade Runner, it's essentially just a human being that could also murder you really easily.
But the hologram makes you really think it's in love with you, and you're in love with it.
It's a hologram. But also, I don't want to be lied to. It's a hologram.
But it doesn't... But it's not lying to you.
Because that's the thing.
It's made to be in love with you.
Their relationship's really cute, but at the same time, it's, like, super sad.
Yeah,
and, like, that's why... That's the only thing about the film that I really, really like, is all the scenes with her, because it's like, this is really interesting. It's like, she's not real. Like, she acts like she's in love with him, but then, obviously, she's not really, because she's just a hologram. So I love all that stuff. And then there's a bit where she got killed or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, no. Not his holographic sex doll.
He goes on the run from the Blade Runners or the whatever happens.
Oh, yeah, because he thinks he's the child.
Yeah, he thinks he's the chosen one.
He is the chosen one.
But it's the fucking bubble girl who makes all the memories. Spoilers.
Yeah.
The bubble girl.
Oh, is... that girl that I went to the toilet during the only scene she was in.
Yeah, the scene where she starts crying when she sees his memory because she's like, oh my god, that's my memory.
Oh, so wait, she. Oh, so in that scene, she thought that she was the.
Well, no, she already knew. She knows the whole time, but she sees his memory of her memory, and she starts crying because she's like, oh my god, this guy has my memory.
Oh.
They don't explain if she gave him her memory or where he got her memory from.
Yeah, where did he get that memory from? Because there was something about, like, oh, there's a male and a female of them. One of them's a replicant. Yeah. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Well, no, the thing was they're both replicants. Or they're both...
Oh, yeah.
Or they're twin... Or, no, they're
no just, they weren't twins because Rachel only had one baby.
Yeah, two people with the exact same DNA. It's like, was he made from DNA?
I don't fucking know. Yeah. That's why I was so confused.
It's like... And then, like, oh, the girl died.
Oh, but not really. It turned out she was the girl that showed up in that one scene.
She is the ultimate best memory maker. She makes people's memories and dreams because she's...
Lives in a bubble.
Yeah. She hasn't seen the world, so she has the most beautiful imagination of what the world is.
That's dumb.
Because it seems so magical to her. It's stupid.
So she has autism.
Yeah. You have autistic memories if you're a replicant.
Because you went to get popcorn during a scene where he's talking about this memory, and he's like, oh, I had a horse, and I put it in a furnace, and then these kids beat me up. I'm like, that's a strange memory. Like, what the fuck? Can we talk about how Rachel had a baby? Because that makes no sense to me.
Well, she was made to be a perfect copy of a human.
That's true.
She's a super replicant. That Tyrell... But
then you're just making a human at that point.
Yes. Did Tyrell make a replicant...
Does that mean
just like his niece that he could fuck and have
we're going on the ambiguous, is Deckard a replicant or not? That's Deckard's daughter, but if he's not a replicant, then that child is half replicant and half human, which is confusing.
Or there is the Jared Leto thing of, were they both made to have a kid together?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Like, neither of them could have kids without the other.
Yeah, that's when he brought in the horrifying Rachel. Polar Express monster.
She had green eyes. Fuck! Shoot her in the head!
That scene
bang!
During that scene where they shot her in the head, I burst out laughing. Yeah. Because it was so bad!
Because it was so like, what? Like, you've put in so much effort to make her exactly like her, and you didn't know what her eye color was. The whole video
you had a photo of her!
A video close up of her eye! And you fucked it up!
Well, to be fair, I think he was blind. But he still had a girl replicant working with him, so that makes that so stupid.
He also had cameras.
Yeah.
That plugged into his ear.
Oh, yeah!
And he could just...
And you couldn't figure out that she had green eyes when they had a fucking close-up of her eyes.
And that Jared Leto, he knows what he's doing.
Makes no sense.
That Mr. Wallace.
I do like how the way they find out whether someone's a replicant or not is like... You got this like weird interview with them. It's like, you got a wasp in your arm. Oh, you got to slap it. Or you see a turtle. What's a turtle? It's like a tortoise. What do I do? And then he's freaking out and he kills the guy and stuff. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah, it's like, they're just like, all right, we do a 20 questions. Yeah. Or like the average is 20 questions.
If they go crazy and kill me, then they're a replicant.
Yeah.
How many if you talk about fucking, then maybe they're not.
It took you over was it 200 or 100 questions?
I think it was 20 questions generally to find out whether they're a replicant or not. But Rachel, it was like 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a special replicant because she can make babies.
Yeah. She has none of the advantages. She's literally just an attempt at making a human being. It's dumb.
So dumb.
I mean, it is now in the context of the 2049 continuity, which is all canon all the time.
So Ryan Gosling, he's wandering around trying to find this baby or whatever for what feels like an hour and a half. I'm not sure if it was.
He's been given the mission to kill the child of a replicant.
Yeah.
Because it defies nature.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, like this, the Blade Runner office of the police, which seems to just be him and the woman he works under.
Yeah.
The black guy, too.
Oh, yeah. The black guy that was in that one scene.
Yeah.
Also, we just talked about the bit in the last one where they interview them to see if they're a replicant.
Yeah.
In this movie, there's a bit where they're like, what's the machine that was asking them questions? I don't understand what that was for.
It was like his...
You're in a cold room. Tangent. Or something, and then he had to say the word back. Yeah. It's like, what are you asking him?
And then, something to do with the dilation of his pupil his reaction time. Yeah.
And how, if he was shaking and stuff.
Yeah, is all to, like, determine how close he is to his standard performance level.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, okay, you're at performance level. You're at performance level. Third time they have him do it, you were so off the mark.
He's like, oh, I killed a baby, that's why. Or I killed the person that was a baby.
Yeah.
And then the girl's like...
Then he didn't really, because...
Did the girl assume that it was him? Because he thought it was him?
Which girl?
The tough lady.
No.
She's just like, okay, off you go. Bye.
No, she just kind of accepted, like, yeah, he did his job.
She didn't even ask for proof or any evidence. Or like, okay, well, where's the body? It doesn't matter. Who cares?
It's a fucking... Whatever.
Yeah, it's done. Who cares? And she's like, okay, bye. And then there's a really dramatic scene where Bad Lady... I don't know anything about her character.
We haven't mentioned Bad Lady yet.
Well, because she's got a fucking character. Yeah, she's just there.
There's Villain Replicant, who is the main henchman of Jared Leto.
Yeah, and she shows up, and in a very dramatic scene, she murders Tough Lady.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, I am shocked. Such a beloved character has been killed.
Not who Tough was Lady. She? What was her name? What did she do? What was her purpose?
What was her job?
She was Tough Lady.
She just told... she was just racist towards replicants. And just told Ryan Gosling K. Joe what to do.
Yeah, K. Joe, yeah. That's a better name than Joe. Yeah. It turns out, because there's a scene where, like, I don't even know how to describe this movie. It's so dumb and confusing.
I didn't think going into this movie that it was going to have a whole prejudice plot main theme.
Really? I thought that was like a big theme of the first film. They called them like skin jobs and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Treated as like subhumans.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like they were going to focus on it in this one for some reason. I don't know what it was.
It's 2017. Identity politics are like in every fucking movie. So of course that's going to be in here.
Yeah.
They didn't go hard enough. I was going to say, honestly, I thought it was going to be more SJW than it was. I was happy with the level that it was at, where it's just like, okay, you're going to mention it. It's a big theme in the film. But the movie's garbage anyway, so who cares?
Because like, it's not like the main thing is like, yes, all this prejudice stuff. That's just kind of like, there's a subplot about that.
Yeah.
And then the main plot is a guy wanting to take over the universe with an army of replicants that can give birth to replicants.
He wants to recreate humans, essentially. What happens to that character?
He just gets away with it.
He's in two scenes. Jared Leto was in a scene at the beginning where he cuts open a lady's womb, and then in the end he shows up and gives Deckard bad-looking Rachel. Never seen again.
He just goes home.
What happened to him? Did he conquer the world?
No, he's just like, well, bad luck next time. I mean...
I'll keep trying.
What am I going to do?
It's like, say what you want about Blade Runner, but there's closure in most of the characters. Yeah? Like, Roy Batty has a tragic death scene. Tyrell, the creator of the replicants, he gets murdered by his own creation. It's sort of poetic justice. In this, characters appear and disappear at a whim.
Yeah.
It's like...
What's their purpose?
There's a scene with a prostitute. She comes up... I assume she was a prostitute because she had, like, pink hair and she was being all sexy.
Yeah.
And she's trying to seduce Ryan Gosling.
Also, she was outside of the...
prostitute.
The windowed sex place where all the windows were all steamed up. People go into cubicles.
Yeah.
You just look into, I guess.
No, because they were kind of like fogged up. I think that was...
That's because people were fucking in there.
I don't think it was just fog. I think it was a particular type of glass. But that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
They're just fucking in public, essentially.
Yeah.
But, like, he goes up, she tries to speak to him, and then he's like, I'm not really interested. I got holograph sex lady. And she's like, oh, okay. She figures out really easily that he's a robot because he just shows no emotion ever.
Well, because...
Great for a protagonist. Just show no emotion. Don't emote. Don't be charismatic. Just say lines. Walk around with no expression on your face. Rub things, maybe. Just look like you have autism.
And then have a turning point where you continue to do all that.
But you've learned something. Yeah.
You've learned that, oh my god, I was born. Not really.
Yeah. That was the turning point when he realized that he wasn't born. And that he was just who he already thought he was.
Yeah, and then he just goes crazy.
But then he doesn't, and he just kind of lies down in the snow. That annoyed me. I thought, it's dumb, but at the same time, it's like, well, Ryan Gosling being half human, half replicant, son of Deckard, I thought that was really interesting. But then he's a stupid fucking white male, who cares? It's going to be a woman, she's more important than him. It's
like, that's true.
Who cares about this woman? She was in one scene.
Yeah, like, it's, because it's not even like, it's, like, it would have been more interesting if Joe was the child Deckard than having just this other character.
That would, what do you mean, Joe, the hologram lady?
No, Joe the, well, Kay, whatever call him.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Because it's like, because it doesn't need to be a big twist of like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Because like, the whole time we were like, okay, well, it's obviously not Ryan Gosling, so who's it actually going to be?
Yeah.
It would have been more surprising if it was just Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and it would have been more interesting because they could have played on that and explored it.
Yeah.
But to just have him as a red herring and then be, oh no, it turned out it was that character that was in one scene that didn't said nothing. It's like,
she lives in a bubble. Fuck her.
It was so pointless and so dumb. The prostitute goes up, speaks to him, and then he's like, I'm not really interested because I got holograph.
She is told to go speak to him.
By someone, and you're not quite sure who she is. I assumed she was working for the bad lady. Yeah, bad lady, Jared Leto character. But then
it turns out
holograph lady invites her in so that they can do a weird threesome cuck thing.
Yeah.
And then... There was another thing that was dumb and confused me. She puts a tracker in his jacket, and then he wanders off. And then she leaves, and then Ryan Gosling's like, right, I have to leave now because they're going to be looking for me. It's like, wait, so you had enough time to just fuck a random prostitute before you ran away from the police? And that just seemed really odd to me that, oh, I have time to do this. I'll fuck my cuck.
And then he goes find some bees.
But then, in a twist, the police show up at the end and they steal Deckard for some reason. Was it the police? Someone steals Deckard at the end for some reason. And then
they leave Ryan Gosling alive for no reason.
Kill him. No, but she did kill the holograph lady just to piss him off.
Yeah. That's like if they'd been like, oh, well, like if there was a thing of like, well, I don't know, he might be the kid. Do we need him, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, let's leave him. Yeah. Like, there's no reason to leave him alive and not take him.
Yeah. Take him or kill him. Yeah. Why would you leave him? Well, it's because he's got to come back at the end and fight.
That's true. He's got to be the hero.
But it's not even like he gets up and does it himself. He gets taken away by the prostitute comes back, and it turns out that they're a resistance.
Yeah.
They're replicants that want to overthrow the people that are making them, and they want freedom. They want true freedom, and it's like, that's an interesting concept. We're going to get the beginning of a war at the end of this movie with an epic battle against humans and replicants.
Yeah, it would have made that interesting if they had like a bunch of like posters of Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, they looked up to him.
Yeah, like they if they had the whole thing of like, he was the beginning of the revolution.
Yeah.
But there's no mention of him at all.
Yeah, and he's the best part of the first one. It's like, oh, look, Deckard's back. It's like, he was the worst part of that movie. I don't care.
I mean, I guess there's the whole, like, would any of these replicants have been around for when he was about, I guess? Because we don't know when the blackout was.
What would have made that whole subplot interesting is if they'd done anything with it. Because they're like, oh, you need to fight for a cause. And then she's like, well, she reveals to him that he's not the child, that he's just a random replicant. He's like, oh, now I'm sad again.
Yeah, don't they tell him to kill Deckard, too?
Do they?
I can't remember. I feel like, I'm pretty sure they say, like, kill Deckard.
I thought they said we're gathering replicants to fight back to the humans and get freedom. You need to fight for the right cause or something.
Yeah,
kill or Deckard. Die for the right cause. That's what they said. Yeah. I don't think they said to kill Deckard because that makes no sense.
Well, I think they
but
said to kill
this movie makes no sense, so it might have. But then he wanders out on a bridge and he sees Jo as hologram lady, and then you see her boobs finally, even though she didn't show her boobs in that sex scene.
There was no sex scene.
Yeah.
There was.
They cut the most interesting part.
Yeah. It's literally just like, okay, she's taking off her clothes. You see like
the
you
top, see, yeah, just you, above her tits.
Yeah, you see the neck up and then it cuts. Yeah. And then you're just like.
Blue balled.
Yeah.
But then he's like, oh, I have a cause to fight for. And then he goes to rescue Deckard. He has a dumb fight with a girl, a bad lady, and then he drowns.
Yeah. Well, at one point, she stabs him and goes, I'm better than you.
Oh, yeah, she does say that.
She just leaves, and then it looks like she's going to go swim off into the ocean for fun, but no, she's going back to the car where Deckard is.
And then he just drowns her.
Yeah.
It's like,
what a hero.
Well, he fought for a cause.
Yeah.
That was the theme of the movie. But you look at the end of Blade Runner, right? And it's like, Deckard's trying to take out Rutger Howard, and he's a bad guy, and Rutger Howard's got the better of him because he's a big, strong replicant.
Yeah.
And then Deckard's about to fall off the building, but then Roy grabs him and pulls him up.
Yeah.
And in the last few moments of his life, I went, oh,
he was more human than the most human being.
I think in the last few moments of his life.
I don't know why he saved my life. Maybe in those last moments he loved niggers more than he ever had before. Not just his nigger. Anybody's nigger. My nigger.
I think in the last few moments.
And it's really interesting because it's like this human. Yeah, some bullshit like that. It's a great line of dialogue.
Yeah.
But
a great read by Harrison.
He really put his all into that narration.
Yeah.
That,
well, he was drunk that day, so
probably. But, because you've got human tries to kill replicant, and then it turns out that the replicant was the most human. And it's like, it's a really good way to end that conflict.
Yeah.
But in this, he just drowns her. They're both robots. He just drowns her. He wins.
I saved
that's
the
his
day.
That's his character arc. He learned to kill.
And now, Deckard, you can meet the daughter that I thought I was.
you can meet the daughter I always wanted to be. I fucking hate this movie so much. Where does it rank on our least favorite movies of the year?
I can't think of all the movies.
Every movie we've seen, we've said is like the worst movie ever.
Whatever, this movie was a 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 out of 10. That's a bit high. I would have said 2 out of 10. 2 out of 12, sorry.
Yeah, well, it's not a 12. I'll put a 3.
2.
I'll put a 3 hour long.
Yeah, it's 3 hours long. It's way too long. Way too dumb. So, Dan, would you recommend Blade Runner 2049?
No. If you like Blade Runner, it's not worth your time. If you like life, it's not worth your lifetime.
But if you like Force Awakens soft reboots.
Oh, well, then you're mentally challenged.
So if you like Jurassic World soft reboots.
Then you're me.
I love Jurassic World. So you're mentally challenged.
No, I like Jurassic World.
Jurassic not World's Force bad. Awakens. They're both bad. Jurassic World might be worse.
Okay, then what? Do you like a movie that I don't like? Like Rogue One, Star Wars Story?
Like, movie's garbage. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. You can't say that.
I've seen parts of it and they were terrible.
If you see the Darth Vader scene and go, oh, that was epic. It gets the angry, it gets the Angry Joe badass seal of approval from me.
Oh my god, really?
No.
Did Angry Joe give Rogue One the badass seal of approval?
Probably. He's retarded.
He's a retard. It's funny. It's funny because he does like a really good in-depth game review about something. You're like, yeah, I agree with every single thing you said there. And then he does a movie review. He's like, Man of Steel gets the badass seal of approval. And you're like, are you mentally retarded?
Angry Joe, badass seal of approval.
So, Blade Runner 2049 gets the bad seal of approval. The movie's bad. It gets the seal of bad.
It gets the Joe seal.
Joe gets the bad seal of bad. Oh, Joe's the type of hologram that would call cold fish a nigger.
Angry Joe is the kind of And you chose the kind of nigger that you don't want to associate with.
That's true. I wouldn't want to be friends with Angry Joe.
Huh.
Other Joe seemed nice.
Yeah, Other Joe seems okay. Good guy, Angry.
Good guy, yeah.
Good guy, non-Angry Joe. Good guy, mentally well Joe.
Right, no, he likes bad movies too.
Oh, well, fuck you too, Joe.
Fuck all the Joes. Yeah. Especially the Joes in this movie.
Yeah, that Joe's...
There was Cuck Joe and then more on autism. There was Cuck Joe and Autism Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe. Joy. It was spelled G-O-I. That's jerk-off instructions.
She is jerk-off instructions.
That was it.
I want you to do this thing for me. Okay, hologram wife.
Okay, Joy.
I love you, hologram.
Do you want a coffee? Ha ha ha. I can't drink coffee because I'm a hologram. What a horrifying existence it must be to be cut hologram.
Yeah. She's stuck in the house, then he gets a thing so he can take her out
like,
and about.
She can't even clean the house or do housework like a good housewife.
Yeah, the house probably cleans itself. It's the year 2049.
It's true. Think about it. It's destroyed.
In the year 2049, no, but your house is fine. In the year 2049, think of all the futuristic devices we'll have.
Wait, he went home at one point and there was a bunch of thugs in his hallway and one of them was vaping.
Yeah.
And they looked at him like poorly. And then he went inside and there was like, fuck you something. Was it fuck you Skinner?
Yeah, Skin Job or Skinner.
Skin Job, yeah, Skinner. Okay.
Skinner!
Fuck you, Skinner!
Skinner! I just want Superintendent Chalmers to be all the guys are shouting abuse.
Fuck you, Skinner!
Well, you know, for a Skinner...
Fuck your Aurora Borealis in your kitchen.
Aurora Borealis!
Steam Tams.
Is that the name of the voice actor?
What? Steam Tams?
Oh, I thought you said Steven Tams.
No.
If you could have a holographic cuck wife, would you do it?
Yes.
Would you rather have a holographic cuck wife that loves you or a replicant?
Didn't I already say this?
Oh, yeah, you did. You never answered. You just made me ask.
Yeah.
You made me answer.
I'd take the hologram.
Yeah?
Because I'd feel loved.
Oh. I'd rather, that's so sad. You're so lonely. I love you.
That's gay.
I looked at your penis earlier.
Oh, that's true. That's super gay. That's extra gay.
Gay time.
Ah.
Touch.
Ah!
Touch your breasts.
Ah, no. Ah. Oh, you're not a hologram.
Oh.
I don't want the hologram to try and touch me.
But,
oh, wait, then go right through me.
If your hologram wife brought home a prostitute for her to, like, kind of sync up with and fuck you, would you do it?
Yeah.
Even if she gave you AIDS.
I could wear a condom.
That's true. Holographic condom.
Do you think in the future they have AIDS? Near 2049, do you think AIDS will still exist?
Yeah, do you think they've cured AIDS? Well, no, let's ask Ridley Scott. Who the fuck directed this movie?
Yeah.
It was like some weird foreign name at the end. Also, Sony produced this movie, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the movie opened, it's like the Sony logo. I was like, oh no! Blade Runner, boring movie plus Sony. That's the worst possible combination.
It's a money-losing match in heaven.
Oh, yeah, I hope this flops.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Blade Runner wasn't successful at all.
Yeah.
It's a cult movie. That's what it failed when it came out because the theatrical version was, like, a mess. And then people were like, oh, the director's cut's really good. It wasn't. It's okay. But then this comes out and it's garbage, so... Are Sony just going to pay everyone off and hope it makes money? Because there was barely anyone in the cinema today, and this was opening day.
Yeah, opening day, there was, maybe 10 people total on the screen?
About 10, yeah. It's good. Hopefully no one will see it.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
You can only hope. You can only dream.
Yeah. So what did you think of Blade Runner 2049?
How many times is...
Not you. I'm talking to the audience. Hello. Did you like it? Are you a retard? If so, comment, I have autism, in the comments below.
Are you the kind of nigger who would call Harrison Ford an actor?
Are you the type of cheesy fish that would...
have a fistful of bees?
Are you the type of autistic that would call Blade Runner 2049 a good movie?
Cold fish.
Cold fish. That's what my ex-wife called me.
That's what my wife used to call me.
Why does his wife call him cold fish?
Warm...
cheese. Toasted cheese. That's what my wife used to call me.
Toasted cheese. That's what I used to call my wife.
Steamed hams. That's what I used to call my toasted cheese.
Remember when he when he gets, like, fucking taken down by those fucking hobos.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that scene! Because that's so weird!
Because it's like, oh, it's the midgets.
And the children! Okay, here we go to talk about that.
Oh, shit, no, the midgets. The midgets, the children.
No, we talked about the midgets. But, yeah, you're right. There's a scene, because I mentioned it, there's a scene where he goes to LA, and LA is just a wasteland nowadays. It's like, okay, fair enough, everything's destroyed.
Yeah, well, everything...
And then a bunch of hobos come out of nowhere, and I guess they're trying to kill him because they want his car or something. And then Bad Lady just starts blowing all those people up. And it's like, why?
Well, because she's like, she's trying to use him to find the child. So then...
Yeah.
They just wanders around.
Yeah, all the homeless people blow up and he goes to find this workshop of children that are just selling children. Are they supposed to be replicants or just children?
There's bald kids.
Just bald kids. Yeah. Just bald kids working on shit.
They're the AIDS kids.
Yeah, and the black guy, he owned them all.
I have no records of whenever you're looking for. I bet you do, you fuck. It's
Okay. Ryan Gosling's the type of black man that would call that cold fish a nigger.
Hey, I found your... Hey, so here's your records. Okay. Hey, the pages that I'm looking for are missing. I don't got nothing to do with that.
And then he just fucks off.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling cries.
Well, then he looks in the incinerator and he finds the...
Finds a horse? Horse,
yeah. The horse from when he had a memory.
I guess that's supposed to, like, carry over from, like, the origami ship from Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Or all the origami statues. And then this one, it's a horse statue. And it has his birthday on it, which is dumb. I don't have any toy with my birthday on it.
What about... Nothing at all.
Yeah. That's why I give this movie out of 12, actually. Fuck it. This movie gets nothing from me.
Are you saying this movie gets the Angry Joe?
The bad seal of it sucks. Don't fucking watch it.
This movie gets the wasting time seal of
disapproval.
Don't go see it.
Yeah, this movie gets the bad seal, the wasting time bad seal of it's a garbage movie, and I don't like it.
This movie gets Ethan's father's seal of disappointment.
It's true. My dad hates me.
Yeah. Ethan gets his father's disapproval.
Oh, my dad. What a nigger.
Is your dad the kind of man who would call you a nigger?
My dad is the type of autistic who would call The Gladiator a good movie.
I can't. That's 10 years since I've seen that movie. I can't.
Okay, bye.
Let me go home now.
Okay, bye.
Hey, my pee trail is still here.
That's good. I don't want to see your dick this time.
You want to see my dick this time? You want to look at my penis?
I'm not looking.
I want my penis.
Penis time.
Yeah. What's the biggest penis a man has ever exposed to you?
Marco's. He's got like an eight-inch dick. It's horrifying. It's ugly as well.
My penis is kind of funny looking.
It is. I'll give you that.
It's like
it's funnier than you.
It's perfectly short.
Yeah, pencil dick.
No, it's short. Pencil dicks are long. They're long and skinny, like a spaghetti string.
Like you.
I'm not long and skinny like a spaghetti string.
You're right. You're short and fat.
That's true.
With a short and fat dick.
My penis is adequately short. I have the kind of penis.
So Dan,
I have the kind of penis that a black man would call pathetic.
You're probably right. So Dan, if you could take a dick from a replicant, would you? Yeah. Do you think replicants have big dicks?
Well, there's probably a bunch of them made that way. Like there's that weird guy with the eyeballs, but there's the dick guy. You go over to the dick guy's room, and he's like, oh, his dicks. Oh, I love making dicks.
Dicks. There's a guy that makes fucking dicks.
All day, every day. It's like, he's just making dicks all the time.
Look, it's... Like, it's the exists in our universe because there's people making dildos over there.
Yeah, that's true.
All of these dicks. Making dicks all day long.
Hey, kids, go to baddragon.com.
Go to our Etsy for replicant dicks. It gets our giant dick seal of approval. Oh, snorted everywhere. I laughed so hard. Oh, this is a good episode. If you like this episode, go to our Etsy and buy our dicks.
If you like, I think we could make casts of our dicks.
We could try. Yours might be too small to get a cast on.
Oh, no.
My little tiny penis.
You're the kind of nigger that a black man would call depressing.
Kind of thing that would do a thing, and someone would call that thing another thing. Insert thing here.
Cold niggers.
You've nailed it. Do you think they'll make a sequel to this? Will it be 50 years from now?
The thing is, they keep talking about, like, the revolution hinges on getting this born replicant child.
Yeah.
So they're definitely...
She says, like, oh, everybody wishes that they were the birthed replicant.
Yeah, so they're setting that whole thing up, but then, like, that's... The girl isn't a character in the movie.
Is she going to be a character in the next one if they make another one?
Yeah. Harrison Ford won't want to come back.
Yeah.
He'll be like...
He's done his Force Awakens thing. Yeah. I was expecting him to die in this.
Yeah, it was just like...
Harrison Ford just famously wants to die, so you think they would have had him killed off?
Well, that's why when we get Indiana Jones 5...
The ending of this film is garbage. Because it's like, Ryan Gosling takes Harrison Ford to meet his daughter, and then he's like, go meet your daughter. And then he just lies down in the snow.
Yeah.
Well, does he die?
Also, Harrison Ford just looks at him like, wait, you're not my kid?
He's like, wait, who am I to you? He's like, go see your daughter. He's like, okay. And then he lies down in the snow and presumably dies, like Caesar from the War of Planet Apes. Another movie that promised a war and then didn't have one.
Yeah, he died to save the world, or the replicants.
Or Harrison Ford. And then Harrison Ford goes inside and the girl's like, oh, it's an old man that's come to see me. And he puts his hand on the window and he's like, oh. I want to rape this girl. I want to force her to give consent.
Hey, you love me. Hey.
Say I'm your father. Say I'm your daddy.
Hey.
Say I'm a cold nigger.
Cold nigger.
Cold fish.
I'm going to find the ending of the movie where he comes up, he puts his hand on the glass, he's just like, cold fish.
That's what your mother used to call me.
No, not your mother, but the ex-wife that I had, but never mentioned.
Because, did I have an ex-wife? Was she a memory? Is he talking about it past tense and Rachel is the wife that he's talking about? It's all a mess.
I didn't even think about that. The more you think about these movies, the worse they get.
Yeah. That's why you should just not bother.
Fuck all Blade Runner movies.
Yeah.
Please, Sony, don't make another
one. There's that animated Blade Runner thing.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll watch that. Nah.
After seeing this, I'm definitely fuck the franchise of Blade Runner.
Hey, it might be better than this. It might be the best Blade Runner. Who knows?
Yeah. Because I think it's only like a half an hour thing.
I wonder how boring that half an hour is. I wonder how long and boring that half an hour will feel.
Yeah. How much walking and just looking at shots will...
Is it about Ryan Gosling or is it just around... Maybe it's about the girl.
Maybe it's the story of Girl Gosling.
Girl Gosling. Bubble Girl.
Yeah, Bubble Girl Gosling Girl.
Hmm. Looking forward to watching that.
I'm not.
No.
I'm just not even going to watch it. Yeah. That's what I say.
I'll watch it and I'll tell you how bad it is. It's a dramatic reenactment of the great movie Blade Runner Night. What a nigger.
Skin jobs. That's what Bryant called cold niggers.
Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 200% nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. Why do police hate niggas? Nigga, 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 nigga. They hate us cause our dicks is nigga.